Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It is Elimination Chamber predictions here on the WrestleTalk Podcast channel. I am your jam, that champion, Chopper Pete Quinnell. I am your tribal Pete, acknowledge Pete. I am joined by Randy Andy Datson. I have, if you've missed our content, what are you doing? Watch our videos. You'll know that I am refusing to defend my belt at Elimination Chamber simply because Luke, the previous Jam That Champion, the champion, refused to defend his belt at day one. This is just fair. I'm a fighting champion. I'll defend my belt any day of the week, but just not this one because Luke didn't do it. So I'm not doing it. It's just fair. So these guys idiotically agreed to make sure that they are challenging for an interim Jam That Championship. Well, I will not be defending my belt. It's going to be Andy versus someone of my choice. Someone of my choice. Yep.
Nice one, Pete.
Yep, that came out great.
What a knob.
And I've been thinking long and hard about this, okay? Been thinking long and hard about who my choice should be.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that have been kind of overlooked in the championship picture for a long time.
I think I know who this is going to be.
There's one in particular who I feel like has been massively overlooked, who I think is well overdue a championship opportunity. Someone who has an intangible quality, let's say.
Just bring him in, Pete.
Someone who has been flown all the way from Walthamstow. I'm picking Ollie Davis.
What? But Ollie's not here. You can't have Ollie Davis, because then there's no one to predict against. I'm just going to have to sit there on my own on Saturday.
Which means that there's no interim Jam That Championship, which means I'm still your Jam That Champion. It's flawless. It's flawless.
Actually, Pete, I might have seemed surprised there, but I kind of saw this coming.
What do you mean?
Because you're a total bell end, I could see that you were planning something like this. Because you might say that you're a fighting champion, but clearly you're not. So I contacted my best friend.
Your best friend?
In the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who my best friend is, Pete?
Your right hand?
Yes, but I call him... It's Sully!
Hello!
Sullivan!
Hello, everyone! How are we doing?
Sullivan, yeah. Brown?
Yeah, it's me!
He's...
Yeah. Well, Sullivan is going to do the predictions instead of Ollie, well, and I can still be the champion.
Well, the thing is, right? Here's the thing. You might think you have the upper hand right now. But you say I'm predictable. I saw this coming a mile away. Which is why, before this prediction stream started, I banned Sully from predictions.
Oh,
which means he can't read out Ollie's picks anymore. Which means there's still no interim Jam That Championship. Which means I'm still your Jam That Champion.
But wait. You may have banned Sully. But I saw that coming. Because you know who you didn't ban? You didn't ban
this.
You didn't ban sock puppet Sullivan. Where's the paperwork, Pete? I saw the paperwork. It said no Sully. It said nothing.
Bollocks!
About sock puppet Sullivan. He will be doing Ollie's predictions. I know for a fact that Ollie sent you his predictions, and sock puppet will be reading them out for him.
This is bull.
Classic.
Bloody hell.
Isn't he a bit of a...
How you doing, Sock Puppet Sullivan?
Oh, yeah, I'm great.
he's a great... And it's actually the first time I've met him.
Oh, really?
Obviously, we're best friends. We go back a long way.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah. About 2 weeks, really, that we've seen each other in person.
But it was an instant connection.
Wow. What a connection.
And I've always wanted to meet him, so this just makes sense. So, yes, I will be predicting first because I won Wrestle League. Which means I get the first pick on this card, which has a few, I would say, easier to pick matches, and a few very... Sorry, I've got to stop addressing you.
Yeah.
You're not doing this. A few easier to predict matches, and a few completely shot in the dark. So I guess we'll just get started. I will start off, I think... with the Raw Women's Championship match between Becky Lynch and Lita. Now, I mean, it's got to be Becky Lynch, isn't it? I can't see why they would suddenly take the belt off her at this stage. Lita feels like she's simply there for a nostalgia pop. It's in Saudi Arabia. That's what they like doing. It's great to see her back. She's in amazing shape, as she always is. But surely... Becky Lynch has got this one in the bag. And that means, Sock Puppet and Ollie, by proxy, that you have got Lita. How do you feel about that?
Well, not great, to be honest. I didn't think that she had a good chance going in, but you never know, you know. It could be interesting. But no, she's going to lose, isn't she? She's going to lose.
Is that what would Ollie have picked if he had been first?
No, his first pick in the old list was Becky Lynch, so I think he'd be quite upset at home.
I'm pretty pleased with that. Well, in that case, it is time to move on to our second match. Who does Ollie have, Sock Puppet?
Well, he's gone for Drew McIntyre. He's gone for Drew McIntyre.
So that's Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
Ollie and Sock Puppet.
Well, Ollie's been a long time been a fan of Scotland, and I can only imagine that's the only reason why. Because you know, Madcap Moss, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, you know, eliminated AJ Styles, so he must be pretty good.
He did.
He must be really good.
He did eliminate AJ Styles from the Royal Rumble.
They wouldn't book some sort of idiot comedy character to eliminate one of the most physically impressive wrestlers ever to grace the ring, would they?
No, I mean, we wouldn't book any ridiculous comedy characters either.
No.
Well, actually, to be honest, I'm not too upset with having Madcap Moss eliminated AJ Styles, therefore is better than one of the former WWE champions. But to be honest, this feels like they could be setting up to Drew McIntyre versus Baron Corbin at WrestleMania, in which case I can totally see, because this is Four Counts Anywhere, Happy Corbin, coming in and interfering and giving Madcap the win. So I'm not too upset.
You are handsome.
Thank you. Give us a kiss now. Sorry, we're not.
I don't know where you've been. Yeah. So next up, it's my pick again. I honestly don't know from here, but I think I am going to go with Ronda Rousey and Naomi to defeat Charlotte Flair for the...
Charlotte Flair, eh?
Ric Flair's daughter
and
Sonya Deville.
That's the one.
Because they're not going to beat Ronda Rousey, even if it's a tag match. Sonya Deville is merely there to get armbarred or pinned or whatever it is by Ronda Rousey to build her up for her match with Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, you can never discount a Flair, But yeah, Ronda's not losing.
That's true. I mean, Naomi is there as well, so she could be there to eat a pin from Charlotte.
Oh yeah, imagine that. And then you'd have egg on your face, wouldn't you?
I would. Yeah. Well, who would Ollie have gone for?
Right, he also had Ronda and Naomi, to be honest. Okay. But as a team, I think we're all happy with doing Charlotte and Sonya, even though it's one of the lowest ones down on the list. Yeah, I think he'd be pretty sad about that one. Well, he's going for next?
What's he going for next?
He's going for Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, yeah. I was tossing up between those two. Why have you gone for Roman Reigns over Bill Goldberg?
Well, you know what? Bill Goldberg is nearly an old age pensioner. That's one reason. Second reason is Roman Reigns is probably actually doing the best work of his career right now, and he's probably going to be champion going into WrestleMania. I'd say he is.
What? Yeah.
Well, go on, give me a better time. Too slow. Right. Move on.
Fine. I mean,
well, just before you do,
who's this?
I'd just like to interject.
I forgot that you existed.
Oh dear.
Just to say that whoever wins this, by the way, between Ollie, not you,
wow,
and Andy, will be the interim Jam That Champion. I still will be your Jam That Champion. The live reactions on Saturday still will be Ollie and Andy doing the live reactions, and also, we're about halfway through this card. There's 8 matches on this card. We've predicted 4 so far. So I thought I'd just remind people that they're competing for the interim Jam That Championship, but you can compete in Wrestle League, which is our predictions league, over on our Patreon page. Patreon.com/WrestleTalk. Get involved over there, and you can submit your predictions and compete against all the other pledgehammers and us. And also, if you win in a season of Wrestle League, you get your own custom Jam That Championship, just like this one, but you get your name engraved on it, which is kind of wild. So get involved at patreon.com/WrestleTalk.
Pete's actually standing up right now.
Yep, full height.
Oh, gosh, that's a genuinely good prize.
Thanks for the admin.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have done it.
No.
I know you wouldn't.
Well, you can't.
Which is why I did it.
To be fair, because you suck, you didn't remind me to do it beforehand.
Yep. And also, send in your Ultra Chats to wrestletalk.com/support, because we're going to read out all of those later as well.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Do that.
Please.
All the ones that are $5 and up. Okay, I'm going now.
See you later, Pete.
Yep. Have fun predicting, you stupid sock.
Oh, no. He's got me there. I am a sock. I haven't a clue. I've never heard of him. But
that's a bit weird.
I've got to say, he reminded me of the previous Jam That Champion, Luke Owen. Yeah,
oh,
he was
I like
lovely.
Him.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
Very handsome man.
I wish he was here.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Anyway, let's carry on. You do your next. You do your next prediction.
Sorry, yeah, Goldberg. I'm getting Goldberg. I'm okay because they have been reporting that massive changes have been made to WrestleMania. I don't know what that means, but who knows? It could be Goldberg winning here for whatever reason. I don't know. So I'm not too upset. Next up, I don't know because there are two matches I don't care about and two matches which are really difficult to predict because they're both the chamber matches.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and play it safe and go with the Usos to retain their SmackDown Tag Team Championship over the Viking Raiders because I turned to Pete yesterday and said, Pete, have they been building up the Viking Raiders? And he said no. And so I can't see what the point of them winning would be. But they're really good at wrestling, so I'm assuming that's why they're on the card. So yeah, I'm taking the Usos.
Well, I think that's fair. I would go for the Usos. Well, I say I would. Ollie would. I'm just a conduit for Ollie's thoughts. Anyway, Ollie probably would have gone for the Usos himself. But you know, the Raiders, who knows? You know, they're Vikings. You know, they were great warriors. You know, there was once a Viking who filed down his own teeth just to make himself look scary.
It was, what's his name?
I don't know. I didn't ask. But it was that's a true fact, you know. That's an interesting history fact.
Yeah?
Yeah, there you go. So maybe they'll do that. I don't know.
Just they're probably going to lose.
Well, probably not. I wouldn't advise. I'd advise against dental surgery in the middle of a wrestling match. But I've seen weirder things.
Yeah.
I've seen a man eat worms on a wrestling show.
You have seen a man eat worms on a wrestling show. And speaking of worms, what's your next pick?
Oh, what? What does that mean? well, I believe the next one would be he's going for Brock Lesnar. He's going for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I probably should have gone with that, really. Yeah, bollocks. I should have gone with Brock Lesnar. But yeah, fair enough. Why Brock Lesnar,
well,
may I ask?
Well, he's big. He's strong, and again, you know, he's just going to destroy him all, isn't he? He's just all big and strong and red.
Yeah.
When he gets all het up, doesn't he? And he's got lovely hair.
I can't believe I forgot that Brock Lesnar was in that match in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's remarkable. That is.
Yeah.
Big oversight.
I'm going to have to go with Bobby Lashley, I think, because Austin Theory's not winning, AJ Styles isn't winning, Riddle's not winning. Seth could win, but the only person who could even slightly pin Brock Lesnar or beat Brock Lesnar, I think, is Bobby Lashley. The report was a few weeks ago that they had absolutely no idea who was going to win or what the match for the WWE Championship was going to be at WrestleMania, which makes me pretty confident that Brock is going to win this, but as you've already picked him sock puppet, I'm going to have to go with Bobby Lashley because I feel like he's the only one who's got any chance of winning, really.
Yeah.
And then there's just two matches to go, and it's Rey Mysterio versus The Miz and the Women's Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. You've really got yourself in a pickle here. You're the mayor of Pickletown.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Can't believe they elected me.
Yeah, oh, God, they hate you as well.
Oh, no.
All of those rezoning plans, it was like really poorly done. Parking's a nightmare. Get the mayor
it's
out
stressful.
Of town.
It's a stressful job. Pickletown is a big place with lots of
pickles.
Lots of pickles. And I just, they don't understand how much I have to deal with.
Yeah. Well, go on. Deal, that's very good. Yeah. That's
Pete
a funny joke,
Pete
that
would have
is.
Liked that if he was here.
Yeah, he would have done. It's a shame he's gone.
Oh, God. I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss to win the Women's Elimination Chamber match.
Okay.
Am I going to go with Alexa Bliss? It's not. No, I'm not. That didn't count.
Oh. Okay. Go on.
She was added so last minute. So why would she be in there? Why would they just pin her randomly?
It's almost like none of this is sort of planned. It's planned by someone who's been running the company for far too long and doesn't really know what he's doing.
You've got a lot of insight for a sock.
Yeah, I watch a lot of wrestling.
Yeah. What's the chat saying? I can't read that.
Yeah, it's too far away, isn't it? And bums. I can't read it. My eyes aren't real. So you're on your own, mate.
I'm going to go with Bianca Belair. That's my pick, because why not? She's in last, and why would they put her in last and then have her lose? That's my pick. What did the sock Ollie think?
Well, actually, Ollie was going to go for Alexa Bliss anyway. Narrowly afterwards, it's going to be Bianca Belair. So yeah, Alexa Bliss, I think you'd be pretty happy with that. Yeah. You idiot.
Yeah, I know. But I've gone with it. So one match to go. Rey Mysterio versus The Miz. What do you think? Why do you care? And who've you got?
Well, you've asked me the same question twice there.
And who do you think's going to win?
So, out of these two
men, who will be the champions?
So we've got
out of the two non-champions.
We've got the answer is Rey Mysterio. Why do I care? Because I've been told to do this. And the answer to the third question is Rey Mysterio again, because it's the same question again. And then the fourth question, Rey Mysterio again, because it's the same question again. Yeah.
I could have sworn you were going to change your mind before the end.
Well, you would have thought so.
I don't mind having The Miz, honestly. I can see him, because the storyline has been that he's accusing the Mysterios of cheating to win. So who knows? Maybe he will cheat to win over the Mysterios. And then I don't know what that sets up, to be honest. Miz versus Dominic.
Yeah, sounds great.
God, I even lost my soul saying that match for WrestleMania. Maybe the Mysterios turn here on each other and they set up Dominic versus Rey at WrestleMania.
That'd be good.
I'm happy with The Miz. So, running down the card.
Yep.
As the way Wikipedia's got it. So, you've got Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
I've got Bobby Lashley.
You have a document with all your predictions on.
Who said that? Was that God?
It was God himself, Pete Quinnell. He is God of our universe.
It hasn't been updated.
It'll update in a second. It'll update. Bill for time, Andy. You're
anyway,
on show.
Anyway.
Come on.
Anyway.
Show business.
So we've got...
It's not happening.
It's not updating.
I've got Becky Lynch. You've got Lita.
Yep.
You've got the Usos. I've got the Usos. You've got the Viking Raiders.
That's why you need the document.
He's got Roman Reigns.
Yep.
I've got Goldberg.
Yep.
You've got Drew McIntyre. I've got Madcap Moss. I've got Bianca Belair. You've got Alexa Bliss. I've got Ronda and Naomi. You've got Charlotte and Sonya, and you've got Rey Mysterio, and I've got The Miz. How was that, Pete?
Well done. Great. I've also now realised that because you have...
Well, now it's updated.
I know
right,
it has.
So I've got
like
Becky.
I said, give it a second.
I've got
anyway,
Becky.
Don't. Don't push me. I've now realised that because there are 8 matches on this card...
This could be a draw.
We need a tiebreaker.
Oh. Uh-oh. You're going to have to make up a tiebreaker for Ollie.
What?
Oh,
yep.
You are.
Yep.
Me?
So what we're going to do we're going to say the tiebreaker is...
Most eliminations?
Yep, I was thinking that. Who? Nope. In the women's elimination chamber...
It's really been Brock.
Yeah!
In the women's elimination chamber match, who will get the most eliminations?
And because I won Wrestle League, I got to go first.
No, because you just did... Did you just do the last pick?
No, I did the last
pick.
One.
You go first.
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. And then subbing in for Ollie.
I'll go for Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
It's a good shout. It's a good shout. So that's
the tiebreaker. Is that if it's a draw?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just a... Okay,
yes.
Cool.
So that's only if it's a draw, then hopefully one of those two gets the most eliminations.
I hope
if they
so.
Don't, then it's also still a draw, which we'll figure out on the day because we have not thought this through in advance.
Arm wrestle.
Classic Wrestle Talk style, that.
Yeah, fight. Just fight it out.
Yeah. I guess that's that, right? We should get into the Ultra Chats.
Yeah.
But before we do, one last plug. I just want to say you can join into Wrestle League at patreon.com/WrestleTalk. Join in this. Obviously, you guys are having fun, right? You guys are having fun? Are you having fun?
Having a
You're
great
having
time.
Fun.
Whoa.
Oh, well, I'm definitely here.
I was having so much
good.
Fun.
Yeah, good. You can have all the fun on Patreon, where you compete against everyone on the Pledgehammers and all of us. We do music videos for people who lose in the WrestleTalk office. Tempest is doing one for he lost last Wrestle League season. Post for that, by the way, for music video suggestions, is going up on our Patreon page later today.
Whoa.
So if you join the Patreon page now, you can submit your Wrestle League predictions and also submit a suggestion for Tempest music video. So that's
whoa.
Neat. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Pete, should I read these out?
Patreon.com/WrestleTalk. And now, last chance to get in your Ultra Chats at WrestleTalk.com/support. Andy, go through those Ultra Chats and do the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Kajili, or Mr. CJ Lilly, says, hi guys, hope you're well on this trip through the multiverse of Cody Gate, where anything can happen, like he could get an Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania, as that's the title I most identify with him. Brandy could join him or go NXT.
Oh, yeah.
What do you reckon, Sock?
I mean, I don't know. It's all a bit weird. I was very shocked, surprised, and flabbergasted, to be honest. But you know, I suppose he could go for the Intercontinental title. I think it's a good idea. Oh, it's all weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the report is that he's got a big. Vince wants him to have either debuting in a non-match capacity at WrestleMania, or to have a match at WrestleMania, in which case he'd have to debut before. So, yeah, I guess put a title on him. Vince wants to push him. It makes sense. Andrew the Last Airbender says, I can't wait for Austin Theory to be replaced in the match by mystery competitor Cody Rhodes. Nothing says WWE more than earning that blood money. But on a positive note, I can't wait to see you spend money on a sock puppet-sized version of that belt.
Oh, well, yeah.
You have got a
couple of little belts, haven't you? Yes. It's sort of like a hat. Well, I can't move my mouth, but it'll do. It'll do.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah. No, they could, but I don't think they will. I can't see Cody getting shoved into a match and then just being pinned by Brock Lesnar. Nate Prussia has been a member for 6 months in a row. Thank you very much, Nate.
Well done.
And he says Cody is going to replace Austin Theory and win the WWE Championship Chamber match. I mean, the idea is gaining some momentum.
Hey, you know what? It's not impossible. But the thing is, right? I think you got to think this is Vince McMahon, right? And what he does when like competitors come over to his side, he initially is like, oh yeah, it's lovely to have you. You can have a little push, and then it's gonna be a whole storyline where I don't know, Cody eats too much jelly, and then he gets all embarrassed and slips over in the jelly and can't stop falling over in jelly, and that will be going on for 6 months, and he'll lose to Happy Corbin at WrestleMania. That's what will happen.
It's better storyline. I book it, Vince.
If you dare. If you're not a coward.
The Guilty Hat says, so wait, after all that, very logical storytelling, what happens at Jamia if Sock Puppet Sully wins? Is Andy out? No, so the Sock Puppet is Ollie. So imagine Sully's arm is up Ollie's rear.
Yeah.
And that's what you should imagine. So Ollie's actually sitting on the end of Sully's arm right now.
Yeah. It's like a metaphor.
Yeah, exactly. Is it a triple threat with Ollie? Just so we know what truly at stake here. Also Sock Puppet for champion, the soul of this show. Well, we'll have to see what happens. Who wins this weekend? And then who knows what might happen in the lead up to WrestleJamia. Stephen Keel says, yay, go Sock Puppet Sully, your next champion. He's not going to be the champion.
Yeah,
I regret bringing him on now.
Give it to me.
He's more over than I am.
Yeah.
Then again,
I haven't got a brain.
And finally, I believe, Mr. CJ Lilly in again says, hey guys, now on topic, I think that Alexa Bliss will not win the chamber. Lol, if anyone believes that Alexa is winning and will face Becky at WrestleMania, they have so much history with Alexa taking the title every time they've faced each other. So Mr. CJ Lilly disagrees with you, Sock.
Well, doesn't disagree with me. He disagrees with the stream of consciousness that was downloaded into my mind through the medium of Ollie Davis. So it's Yeah. I mean, I don't take it personally. I don't even have a brain.
That's true. Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, I've got a girlfriend. Yeah, she's a sock puppet, yeah.
Because I was going to introduce you to
To her, aren't they? She's a looker.
What do you reckon that?
Yeah, she is a looker.
Yeah. Do you reckon maybe?
I like the skulls for teeth. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Buttons for eyes.
Yeah.
Very nice. But unfortunately, I'm a taken man.
I thought I'd test him. You're a better man than I am. I'm actually taking her out after this.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Lucky man. Lucky man.
Mm. I'll put a whole new meaning of, I say, finger puppet. I don't know. Anyway, that is all we have time for on this stream. Thank you for joining us for this. Just a reminder, it will be myself and Ollie this weekend for Elimination Chamber live reactions. I believe it starts at 5 p.m. He doesn't know. 5 p.m., I think, which is midday Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific. So yes, join us for that. You can also join Pete and Luke tomorrow for the AEW live podcast. And then I think it's, who is it on Friday, Pete?
Ollie and Denise.
Ollie and Denise for a special Ollie version of the Friday podcast. And there's lots of more content to come. So do join us for all of those. Pete, how do I end the stream?
Just say outro. Goodbye.
Outro. Yep. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, everyone. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.